What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome into the Fan Evening Show. I am Jason Mackey. That was Joel Nelson. Thank you very much, Joel, for the introduction. It's great to be back.
Likewise.
Always a pleasure working with you, my friend. I'm going to put you to work tonight, though. I'm sorry. We're going to have a busy night with guests. I didn't really plan it that way, but just kind of worked out, and I'm not mad about it. Going to have a lot of fun tonight, get to a lot of different topics. It's going to be a little bit of a different show. Oftentimes when I'm in here, I like to start with some sort of big question or an opening monologue or something that is a little bit different than the rest of the show. Going to scrap that tonight. Have a special treat, a special guest, Connor Griffin. You should know that name. Premium prospect throughout Major League Baseball. The Pirates' top position player prospect. He'll join me at 6:30. Really looking forward to that. That's how we're going to kick off today's show, with an interview with Connor Griffin. I've been after this a little while, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. It's been 20 games now for Connor Griffin with High A Greensboro and is absolutely tearing the cover off the ball. He's becoming a really fantastic national story with how far up in the prospect rankings he's ascended. Now, Bubba Chandler is still the Pirates guy, right? I mean, we're all waiting for Bubba Chandler. He's going to get up here. It's exciting. He's going to be part of this young rotation. His presence may or may not influence what they do with Mitch Keller. I think Andrew Heaney and Bailey Falter are different conversations, different from each other even. But Connor Griffin plays a really important role, I think, within the Pirates' sort of prospect hierarchy. For one, if he continues to hit, who knows what that says about Ben Cherington. Also, they need bats. They're going to need a shortstop. They could need an outfielder. I don't know where Connor Griffin is going to slot in, but everything about this kid has been positive. So I'm excited to talk to him at 6:30. It's also kind of an appropriate feeling here as we sit on July 3rd. Hey, breaking news, the 4th of July is tomorrow. A big holiday where I'm from in Brentwood. Not going to be making it there myself. I'll actually be sitting in this seat with Donnie Football, Donnie Baseball, Donnie Chedrick doing an impromptu morning show appearance. But in any case, 4th of July usually framed by fireworks. And there have been a lot of explosions around here lately. A lot of stories. Omar Khan extended today over in Steelers land. The Penguins make 13 picks in the NHL draft. Can't say they're really exploding with the start of free agency, but some interesting things as they're rebuild seems to get a little extended. And a lot of explosions, at least for the home team at PNC Park, during basically a flawless homestand. And by the way, a massive Steelers trade. One of the biggest we've ever seen. So we'll talk about all of that. Not going to ignore it. We have the next 4.5 hours together. We will have a lot to get into again to set the stage for the rest of the show. Connor Griffin, 6:30. Kevin Gorman from the Tribune Review will join me at 7:30, talk a little general Pirates stuff. And oh yeah, I keep forgetting things that happened. Dave Parker, unfortunately, of course, passed away over the weekend. Kind of got swept up in some other stuff happening, but I want to remember him with Kent Tekulve. And Teek has an unbelievable perspective on Parker, what he meant to the Pirates, and also just the gift of storytelling. Something I don't have, not in the same way that Teek does. Just the perspective and the reverence that he has for Parker. I want to get into that at 8 o'clock. Matt Venzel will finish us off at 9 o'clock, at least in terms of the guests and keeping Joel busy. We'll talk some Penguins with Matt. And I am intrigued by what the Penguins are doing. Not trying to go down this rabbit hole this early because I do want to keep the talk to baseball early on in the show. But you draft that many guys. You 2 first-round picks, you turn them into 3. Yeah, one of them you have to move down to get them. There's some differences in how the Penguins are viewing some of these guys versus external scouting services. I covered hockey for 5 years. I was around it pretty intimately. I can tell you that is not something you should get hung up on. How prospects are ranked internally versus externally. Teams have their own sort of scouting evaluation. It's hockey, too. It's not a start-stop sport. It's not as easy to quantify. It's a lot more subjective. Anyway, the point with the Penguins, they're drafting guys who are highly productive at their skill level. Their age bracket, I should say. Maybe not skill level. And they're drafting guys with projectable tools. Guys who see the game well. This is where we see him in 2-3 years. These are things that are going to stick no matter what. It's not all going to be right. They're going to screw it up. Guys aren't going to pan out. I'm not being naive, but some intriguing stuff. But in the middle of it, too, you've got Sidney Crosby, who wants to win. And what do you do there? What are the Penguins telling us with drafting 13 young guys, with holding on to Ricard Raquel, Brian Rust as well? There are, I don't want to say mixed messages, but I feel like we don't know all of the story here. Are they going to move on Raquel and Rust? I hope not. What's going to happen with Erik Karlsson, Tristan Jarry et al.? I feel like we got one clue. Alex Nedeljkovic moved to the San Jose Sharks for a 2028 third rounder. But still some stuff very much rounding into form. We'll get into the hockey talk in a little later tonight. Again, Connor Griffin currently playing with High A Greensboro, the Pirates' best position player prospect. A fascinating kid since they took him in the first round this past year. I'll kind of set the stage for that a little bit. And just around all of the improbability happening with the Pirates right now. It's crazy. I know you've been following it. I was on with Chris and Andrew this afternoon. We were kicking around some of this stuff and posed this question to you guys as well. We're going to have some open space after Connor Griffin and before Kevin Gorman. Feel free to weigh in with your thoughts. That is typically welcomed on the Fan Evening Show, at least when I have it. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Does this make you feel any better about the Pirates? It changes my mind a little bit, sure. It's too little too late. I don't think it's going to change the overall outcome, but I think there's some things that we can kind of reconsider here. So it's a tricky question to answer because Andrew and Chris asked me a version of that. It doesn't change where I think this team's going to go, but I think it might change what this team is. The Pirates, over their past 6 games, have outscored their opponents 43-4. 43-4. the most runs scored in a six-game stretch while allowing fewer than five runs in MLB history. They had three consecutive shutouts in a series for the first time since 1976. They haven't allowed a run in 31 innings. I could go on. You get the point. They're clobbering teams. This is not sustainable. But it is a reversion to the mean. And I take that to mean, different kind of mean, they aren't as bad as we all thought. They might have been better. Is that enough to change Bob Nutting's mind on Ben Cherington? Does that mean Ben Cherington should keep his job? No, I don't think so. I hope not, because I don't think it's the right move for the Pirates. I don't think they should be swayed by what we're seeing here. I think they're showing that they're not as bad as they were early on. Okay, we know that. They're also showing that they have responded to Donnie Kelly, which is cool. It's good for Donnie Kelly. He should be getting his flowers right now. Absolutely no problem with that. They were 12-26 under Derek Shelton. Donnie Kelly, they're two games over right now, 26-24. They're five games over at 22-17 over the last 39. Very good. Very good, very good, very good. We can go down the list of things Donnie Kelly has done better than Derek Shelton. I thought it was interesting watching the game. I think it was last night or two nights ago. Greg Brown's on there talking about how Donnie Kelly sees the game, watches the game, lets it unfold. They're not as adherent to a script. I don't know. You can read between some lines there. At least, I don't know, maybe I was because it aligns with my way of thinking. But the Pirates were too adherent to a game script. Donnie Kelly watches the game. He reacts to the game. Manages in real time. Has his players' respect. They're juicing some more, not enough, but some more offense on a heater right now. I mean, obviously, if this would continue, this would be really, really good. But my point here, and not to keep rambling, but it's that Donnie Kelly has been really good. How did we get to Donnie Kelly? Should have gotten to Donnie Kelly earlier, right? Ben Cherington, though, at the end of last season, said he thought the best move was to stick with Derek Shelton. I think Ben Cherington was highly reluctant to move on from Derek Shelton when he did. I do believe that Bob Nutting had a pretty good influence there. Maybe it was the influence. I think it got to a point, now we're down in the interpersonal weeds, and I have no way of answering the exact parts of this. But I don't think Bob was completely away from it. You know, it might have gone something like this. I really think we're going to get there. I really think we're going to get there with Shelty. We just need a little bit more time. Just need a little bit more time. Bob Nutting interjects, I'm out of time. You need to make a move. You need to do something. Anyway, if the general manager didn't want to make this move, but this has been the ideal move, do you really want to bring that guy back for next year? Do you really want to have him run your draft, trade deadline, whatever? And I think some things have softened with the draft. I'm going to bring on Connor Griffin, who's been a victory for the Pirates. He's been a very good draft pick. Ben Cherington deserves credit for that. His director of amateur scouting, Justin Horowitz, deserves credit for that. Everything we know so far, Connor Griffin has been an absolutely brilliant pick. I love it. Nick Gonzalez, the more he hits, the better that pick looks. And those guys deserve credit for it. If Henry Davis pans out, those guys deserve credit for it. Tamar Johnson, etc. But I don't think in 6 years the Pirates have made enough progress, regardless of what happens this season. I don't think they're going to get to a point where they far exceed 76 wins and you look at them and say, oh my gosh, it is so different. No, they might scratch and claw to get back to like 72, 74. And I'm looking at this saying the influence of Donnie Kelly and how these players are playing for them is notable. I'll take that away from this stretch. But I do not sit here and think that what Ben Cherington has done has been acceptable. I think there's a line to be drawn. At least there is in my head. I hope there is in yours too, so you're understanding what I'm saying. Donnie Kelly has had a positive influence, but it doesn't change my way of thinking about this team overall. There still needs to be somebody else making important decisions. And if you're not going to continue with this general manager, to me, the time to change, the time to do something different is right now. If you know you're going to go in a different direction, don't waste time. That's what this is. And no, Ben Cherington is not directly relative or directly impacting the draft. There are people that do that for him. I understand that. There's a much greater impact at the trade deadline. And so at the trade deadline, what are you going to tell Cherington? I mean, you're probably not going to tell him anything, I suppose, but what are you going to allow him to do? And if you're not going to allow him trades that the Pirates need to make, you're wasting an opportunity. And I think that is what's going to happen based on my read of the situation. I think they're going to try to get through the draft and the trade deadline with Ben Cherington. Recent stretches like this one only help that case because they kind of take the heat out of a hot kitchen, to quote a famous announcer in Pittsburgh sports named Mike Lang. Makes it a little bit easier to keep everybody in place. But I don't think, based on really covering the entirety of Cherington's tenure here, that he's done a good enough job addressing the number one team, the number one thing that has ailed this team. The Pirates have needed offense. Cherington has been unable to find it. Whether that has happened at the MLB trade deadline, whether that has happened over the winter, via trades, via free agency, he has not done a good enough job. And so I don't understand why you would continue to do that. Now again, some of what we've seen recently changes my opinion. Connor Griffin helps change my opinion about the draft. Nick Gonzalez helps change my opinion about the draft. Maybe Tamar Johnson does. I think it's probably better than a lot of people, a lot of critics, myself being one, have given Cherington credit for. But is it enough to continue? My argument would be no. The Pirates are approaching a trade deadline, which I will get to throughout the show. That's something I want to talk with Kevin Gorman about at 7:30. A little bit of an advertisement there. Which direction should the Pirates go at the deadline? How serious should they get? Again, I don't think they're going to get very serious, but I think they should. I think there's some trades there that will help them in the long run. And I question whether they're going to do it. And it's not that I'm trying to run Mitch Keller out of town. It's not that I'm trying to run David Bednar out of town or Key Brian Hayes. I covered these guys. They've been phenomenal people. I preface every one of my thoughts about these guys with them personally, and I probably don't need to do that. It's probably redundant, and I don't care. So I take no delight in saying it's a smart move to trade Mitch Keller, but it very well could be a smart move to trade Mitch Keller if that's how you are able to supply yourselves with what you need. More offense. There's a lot more to get into, though. The Luis Ortiz stuff, I've got some thoughts on that. It's pretty wild, if you think about it. Again, we'll bounce back. A little bit of football, a little bit of hockey, a little bit of fun 4th of July talk, honestly. It's a big holiday tomorrow. There was a question bouncing around social media today, too. Is Penn State considered part of the Pittsburgh sports scene? I think it is. I'll explain to you why I think that a little bit later in the show. It's the first time I've been on the air since I wrote about Chuck in Uniontown. I want to talk a little bit about that and some stuff going on with Chuck. And the 42th annual. Those of you who follow me on Twitter know what I'm talking about, at JMackeyPG, the Brentwood 4th of July celebration. Those are my people. It's where I'm from. I'm proud as hell of being from Brentwood, but there was a funny sign. Instead of 42nd, it's the 42th. I love it. We'll talk a little bit about that. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.com. NFL.net. Again, a kind of a unique start to tonight's show. I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy the variation, but we will have Connor Griffin, Pirates prospect. He'll join us, and to just very quickly set the stage, Connor is absolutely tearing up in Greensboro in 20 games. He's slashing 329, 441, 553. That's a 994 OPS, and don't worry, you don't have to remember those numbers. There's no quiz at the end of the night. Five doubles, four home runs, 15 RBIs, a whole bunch of stuff. Had a three-run homer today. He's been fantastic since the Pirates took him in the first round last year. Was the first high schooler off the board. His prospect buzz has been soaring. MLB Pipeline has him all the way up to 13th. Baseball America has Griffin all the way up to second. We'll talk to him about all that. It's Fan Evening Show. Joel Nelson producing. Jason Mackey hosting. Connor Griffin coming up as our guest next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you until 10:35. Great opening segment, but this one's going to be better, I promise. Let's go out to the fan hotline where we find Pirates prospect Connor Griffin making his ascent throughout all of baseball, although I don't expect him to take a victory lap. What's going on, Connor? How are you?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course, man. Thanks so much for doing this. Hey, first thing, your number comes up Crosby, Mississippi. I thought you were from Jackson, Mississippi. You're from Crosby, Mississippi?
No, I'm from the Jackson area.
Okay.
I'm not sure why it says that.
Okay. All right. I was just the Sidney Crosby tie-in, naturally. I couldn't let that one go.
Yeah.
All right, man. So you jump up from low A to high A, and you continue producing maybe even more. What has led to all the success?
Yeah, it's been a good journey so far, just trying to figure out pro ball. I kind of learned who I was down in low A, Bradenton. Had some success and, you know, tried to bring it here to high A in Greensboro. Showing up to the field every day, looking to, you know, get better and just try to be the best player I can be, try to compete in the box, be a tough out, and really just try to go win games, and it's helped me, you know, have success on the field.
So you mentioned in low A learning who you are. That's early, obviously, but who are you and how did you learn who you are as a player so early?
Yeah, I kind of knew I was a five-tool player, through the whole draft process and going into my first year. But, you know, I didn't really know what to expect in pro ball, how all my tools would work out at the pro level. But, you know, from day one, I've been able to have success hitting, and I've been stealing bags. I've been trying to be really solid at shortstop, and then in center field when I get the opportunities, just trying to, you know, keep my defense. You know, that's a priority for me, just trying to be solid on defense all over. Down in Bradenton, all those things, and I think it was a really fun time for me over the past, you know, few months playing there, and got to learn more about myself, how to become a more mature hitter, and I think it's all been really good stuff.
Fan Evening Show, we're chatting with Pirates prospect Connor Griffin. MLB Pipeline has bumped Griffin all the way up to number 13. Baseball America has him second. Just a ton of prospect shine. Connor, do you pay attention to any of that stuff? Or do you kind of, you know, head down, working on your craft, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I notice it through social media. I'm on social media, Instagram, and stuff like that. But, you know, I see it, but it only means the work is got to keep going. Just because I'm a prospect, that doesn't mean anything. I'm not in the big leagues yet. And my goal is to, you know, make a mark in the big leagues as soon as I can and try to become a Hall of Famer. So those are the goals. And, you know, it's cool to see your name on the prospect list. It just shows you how hard you've been working and just the success I've been having. It's really cool. But, you know, I always try to keep my head down, keep working every day, and just take it day by day to see what happens throughout the year.
You love the work, huh? You love the whole process of getting better.
Yeah, it's been fun this first year in pro ball. You know, just showing up every day. There's always a challenge. You know, a different type of pitcher, or you know, trying to take care of your body. So it's always something, but it's been fun. You know, I've really learned a lot.
One of the things I remember when you were drafted, Connor, talking about your hit tool, and it almost seems silly now. People are talking about, like, you know, this is going to have to be fixed, or like it was some sort of fatal flaw, which is just a bunch of stupidity in my opinion. But like, how much did that stuff sort of sit with you, or the fact that like a bunch of college guys went ahead of you? Like, are you a big motivation guy? Did any of that stuff, you know, contribute to what we're seeing now?
Yeah, I mean, I knew the type of player I was, and you know, I heard the hit tool stuff all the time. You know, through the whole draft process, it was hit tool this, hit tool that, and I just kind of just try to really laugh at it and try to use it as motivation. And I feel like I just, as a high school player, I just was trying to be an athlete and go out there and hit it hard, run hard. And you know, I'm really doing the same thing here. I made a few adjustments in my swing, but it's really all, I'm really the same player. Just, you know, I'm having success at the pro level now, and now everybody's opinions has kind of changed. But you know, from day one, I knew the type of player that I can be, and I knew how hard I've been working. So I just, you know, I kind of use it as motivation when I hear it. But it's cool now to hear all the stuff saying that, you know, the hit tool question was silly, and you know, things have changed now. But that just comes from my hard work and, you know, putting in all the work in the off season to get ready for this first year. And you know, got to give credit to the Pirates hitting coaches as well. They've done a fabulous job of, you know, working with me and helping me become, you know, a more mature hitter. So it's pretty cool to see, you know, where I'm at now compared to when I was in high school.
So one of the fruits of your labor, Connor, will be going to the Futures game in Atlanta. I read somewhere that was a goal of yours. I wanted to ask you, one, like, why was that a goal? And then two, just how much are you looking forward to that event? That thing's always pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a goal of mine because I saw a lot of prospects playing in that game last year. I remember watching on TV before the draft, and it was cool to see those guys there. And you know, I wanted to make my mark in pro ball and try to make that game, because I don't like to set you know, a ton of goals throughout the year. I just try to, you know, do long-term goals. And I thought saying that the Futures game was one of my goals was a pretty good idea, just because it's kind of the halfway mark of the season. So I'm trying to take it one half at a time, and feel like I've done what I needed to do in the first half, which has been good. So I'm looking forward to getting there. It's going to be a lot of good prospects, and just look forward to competing and trying to represent the Pittsburgh Pirates the best way I can.
Will you talk to Paul Skeens and other All-Stars? Like, what's the process for a young guy there? Like, I don't know. Can you just go up to anybody and talk to them? What's your plan?
I guess I'll have to find out when I get there. But, I hope, Pirates players would, kind of hang out and get together. So I think it'd be cool to talk with some of those guys, and especially a guy like Paul Skeens. Just I got to spend some time with him in spring training, but it's always fun watching how he goes about himself and his routines and things like that. So there's nothing but good things you can learn from hanging with those guys.
Yeah, I remember talking to you after you got drafted that you had a relationship very early on with Skeens. Like, you were an LSU commit, or you were an LSU commit, and he came to speak there. He was on, like, some sort of speaker panel, right? Like, what was Paul Skeens as a motivational speaker like? That had to be cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I was, a young high school player and sitting in a room while he was kind of talking to a few of us commits, and he's just kind of talking about the process. Not everything's just handed to him, and all the hard work he's put in to get to where he was at. So it was cool sitting there at LSU listening to him, and it was pretty cool on draft night getting a text from him when he was telling me congrats on getting drafted. So that was a pretty cool moment, and it was nice to finally meet in spring training and one day get to take the field with him and try to win some games.
No doubt. Fan Evening Show, we're chatting with Pirates prospect Connor Griffin. Went from low A to high A this year and has handled both places incredibly well. What are your goals the rest of the season, Connor?
Yeah, just my goals are just to show up and be consistent every day. I know the standard that I can play to because I've had some great weeks and I've had some weeks, but if I'm just showing up being consistent and trying to play to the standard that I know I can, that's going to be a win for me. So play hard every day.
Uh-oh. I think we lost them. All right. Oh, I got you.
All right.
There you are. Show up every day. Show how mature you are.
Show up every day. Just try to be consistent and show up ready to win games and get to work hard and just see what it takes.
I'm going to get you out of here on this, Connor. It's a major discussion point here because I think people are just excited to see you. People understand, obviously, what it takes, that it's going to take a little bit of time. But how much do you think about that MLB debut in Pittsburgh and when you'll get here? And how exciting maybe is that prospect if you do?
I would say every time I show up to the field, I look at the field and think, man, it could be cool to be playing in front of a huge crowd in PNC Park one day. It kind of crosses my mind a lot. Mm. Hopefully that will be soon. And, I just got to stick to the plan and take it day by day. And, I put all my trust in God, and I know that my path is perfect in His eyes. And, I'm going to just continue to work my tail off to get there. And hopefully that can be soon.
Connor Griffin, thanks so much, man. Pleasure, and keep up the great work.
Awesome. I will. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Take care. It's Connor Griffin, Pirates prospect, somebody you're going to be hearing a lot about, you've heard a lot about so far, has just put up some incredible numbers. As you can hear from listening to him, an even better person. Very mature as a kid. He's only 19 years old. I mean, that is crazy to me. I was not that composed at 19, probably why I'm sitting in this chair and why Connor Griffin is decompressing after a game where he hit a 3-run homer and is on a pretty good path. Just been continually impressed with this kid. Started out in the Florida State League this season, played 50 games, hit nearly 340, just tore the cover off the ball, 10 doubles, 2 triples, 9 homers, 36 RBIs. Something that I didn't get a chance to ask Griffin about, I didn't want to blow him up there too much if we were losing service or something like that, but how much he likes to run. It is a lot. 37 steals in 45 attempts. He's attempted 45 steals in 70 games. And this is for a kid who's probably known more for his power. There's some defense in there, projectability. It's a very good arm, can play multiple positions. Again, the Pirates have been easy to criticize for their lack of position player prospects. Connor Griffin bucks all of that. He's been a fantastic pick, someone who can be a quick riser too. That last question was put there for a reason. When's he going to get here? And I don't want to put a young kid in a position to say, you know, like, when are you going to be here? How soon are you going to get here? But come on. And I appreciate the honesty in how he answered the question. Of course he thinks about it. You have to think about it. But I like the character that the Pirates have drafted. They've done a really good job of that in general. I will say that about Ben Cherington, the character that he's brought in. Like Nick Gonzalez, high character. Henry Davis, high character. Tamar John. I mean, that to be fair, they don't have a guy who's low character. And you can certainly criticize your lack of offense, lack of availability, consistency, all that stuff with some draft picks. But you like the character. MLB draft coming your way in a little bit. Pirates have a lengthy stretch here, a lengthy homestand. I believe it's a 9-gamer, maybe 10 days, takes you into the All-Star break, and we'll see where they go, whether they can sustain it. All right, so this is the pocket of the show where I said there's some time between now and when Kevin Gorman will hop on at 7:30. Let's do it. Your call's next. State of the Pirates. Has it changed your mind on anything? Where are you at with this group? They've beaten the living daylights out of the Mets and the Cardinals. Does that mean things are changed, or are we just looking at a 6-game blip? We'll weigh all of that when we get back. It's Fan Evening Show on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Third segment this hour, Jason Mackey with you until 10:35. Joel Nelson producing. Thanks so much for finding us. We'll get to a couple of your phone calls here before the top of the hour. Before that, I want to remind you the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. And also Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. More sunny skies for July 4th with temperatures in the high 80s. For the weekends, temperatures could reach the 90s. Stay hydrated, folks. It's hot out there. I think myself, I'm going to be in here hosting with Donnie for an hour, usual Friday appearance. And then after that, we are going to set off on a bike ride. Our family has gotten big into bicycles, and it's going to be a four-person caravan along the North Shore. Joel, are you a big bike guy? Do you ride bikes at all?
A while back in the day, but not so much now. More of the like walking, basketball, pickleball.
Okay. Pickleball.
Love pickleball.
Really? Big pickleball guy.
Absolutely.
Where do you play?
All over me, like Moore Park and Brookline is one of them. Oh. But, you know, like I've got a buddy in the North Hills, so like Kiwanis Park up there, but a whole bunch of different spots around Pittsburgh.
How many times a week do you play pickleball?
Maybe a couple times a month with my friend, but, you know, whenever we hang,
man,
hopefully that, a little bit of basketball, but it's tennis can get, you know, that's a big court to play tennis.
Yeah.
Pickleball is perfect.
I don't want to invite myself, Joel, but I might invite myself. I'd love to play pickleball.
Let's do it sometime.
I really would.
It's fun.
My wife won't touch pickleball. She laughs at it, hates it. I love it, man. I got through college playing racquetball. It's all I did.
That was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. If it's anything like racquetball. Like, I like tennis, but racquetball was at another level for me with like how confined it was. I feel like there might be a shade of that with pickleball.
Yeah. It, with racquetball, lesser space than one of those really big tennis courts. Pickleball, it's absolutely perfect. So if you want to do the, you know, the classic, like it, we'll treat it like it's Federer versus Djokovic or Andy Murray or whoever playing at Wimbledon.
I love it.
1v1. I'm game.
All right. All right. I appreciate that. So the Pirates have been performing like they're trying to win Wimbledon. That's the best I can do for a segue here. It's been nuts. Past six games, 43-4. They've outscored their opponents. I mean, it's in no way sustainable, but it's funny. They didn't allow a run to the Cardinals. Scoreless streak at 31 innings. Craziness. They should have gone to Don Kelly sooner. Who knows what would have become of this season. I think it was a huge misstep on the part of the Pirates. I don't think they're as good as they are now, but I don't think they're as terrible as they were. You're seeing some individual performances that have really trended up. Tommy Pham has become an RBI machine. Ke'Bryan Hayes has an 11-game hitting streak. 10 doubles in that stretch, hitting .400. Looks like Brian Reynolds is getting back to the Brian Reynolds of old. The pitching has been absolutely ridiculous. What took so long, I know. Does it change your opinion, though? I went through my thoughts. I'll get back into them a little bit. Doc in Claysville, you're on the Fan. What do you think about this stretch, Doc?
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm hanging in, man. Hanging in. Looking forward to the holiday.
I've seen enough, Jason, for first baseman. We got our first baseman.
In Horwitz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what about that play him and Kiner made on a grounder, deep hole and short?
Yep, that catch around the runner was impressive.
Yeah, that was. Anyway, and I love good defense. I really do. But as far as any trade, I want to stick with what I said a couple of days ago. We should put a slam the brakes on trades, because I feel the team's coming around. And Brian Hayes is starting to hit the ball in the right center and center field, and he looks like a different player. They got a nice bunch of guys right there, and the main thing is they made that six game road trip coming up. So
yeah, we'll find out some more, Doc. I appreciate the call, man. Thanks so much. Have a great night. Have a great fourth.
Hey, thanks. You too.
All right. Yeah, so Doc's opinion, I think, I don't, might be shared. Mine a little bit, but mine is for a slightly different reason. That you might ease off the Pirates trade talk. That it's not necessarily sell the farm. that there might be more redeemable pieces here than we originally thought. My thought goes back to what I said earlier in the hour. I don't love the idea of Ben Cherington being the guy pulling the strings here. I think they have some moves they need to execute on. I think there is some stuff here with this team. I don't think they're as bad as they were showing. And I and others have been saying that. And the most frustrated of Pirates fans, it's very easy to jump all over a comment like that when you say, I think the Pirates are better than they're showing. But right now they're showing us that they're better. Now, are they all the way back? No. Are the problems solved? No. Is this a long-term solution? No, it's six games. You need much more than that. But I understand what Doc is calling and talking about, where he's saying, I like the look of Spencer Horwitz at first base. Key Brian Hayes is hitting. He values the defense and what Key Brian can add offensively. No, I will disagree with that one. I would move on Key Brian Hayes. 100 times out of 100. If I get an offer, I'm cashing in. I'm selling while the stock is high. And I would also trade Mitch Keller. I would be active. I think the Pirates should be reasonably active. I don't think they should be looking to sell the farm. And here's the way I would draw that line. I need offense. I need to improve my lineup. If I feel like I've freed up enough money via my trades, or maybe with trade return.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.